My name is Pamela Fortin. I am a retired math teacher from TCAPS, and I am currently running for the Traverse City Area Public Schools Board of Education.
Why are you running for the board?
Well, there's a number of reasons. I've been saying for years, the last few years as a teacher, telling fellow staff members that when I retired, that I was going to run for school board. I didn't really realize it would be quite this quick. I was thinking I'd have a year or so, but now is when all the positions are up. And if I don't do it now, I have to wait another 4 years or so, and who knows what'll be in 4 years. As a teacher, I saw things that I thought, well, we can do that better. And I believe I have the knowledge, you know, to help make some of those changes. And I have the experience to say, yeah, I think this is something we can do a little bit differently.
What do you think separates you from the other candidates who are running?
I have knowledge and experience that none of the rest of them have. First off, I've worked both in education and outside education. I worked for 20 years prior to becoming a teacher. I was in banking. I was a paralegal. I worked 20 plus years before I ever became a teacher. So I brought some things into teaching that that others don't have. The other thing is in my 18 years of teaching, I have been very, very involved with all aspects of TCAPS, not just as a teacher, but I've been on school leadership teams. I've been a part of the district school improvement team. I've been a secondary math curriculum leader for a long time. I've been on too many advisory boards, to even think about or even count. I've been extremely involved in all things TCAPS. As a member of the Traverse City Education Union, I also have been a member of the negotiating team for the last several contracts. I've had other experiences with TCAPS. Before I became a teacher, I coached multiple sports in elementary and middle school. I've been on the PTO for Birth of Oz. I've done a lot of things. I was even a substitute school bus driver and noon aide back in my 20s. I mean, I've been around TCAPS for a long time. I'm a Traverse City native. I've been here my whole life. My husband works for TCAPS. He's been there almost 30 years as an electrician. So I know a lot about not only the people, the staff, but a lot about the operations. I'm familiar with the TCAPS budget. I bet I'm one of the few people who have actually even read through TCAPS budget.
Let's talk about the budget for a second. In recent years, TCAPS has made some cuts to balance the budget. They've closed some schools. They've dissolved the International Baccalaureate Program, to name a few things. If TCAPS needs to save money in the future, how do you think it should be done?
Well, they have had to make a lot of hard decisions over the last few years. Unfortunately, it's not like our budget at home. We know pretty much from year to year how much money we're going to take in. We know what salaries we're going to be taking in. Unfortunately, with public education, that's not the case. We don't know how much money we're going to get from the state for per pupil foundation monies. We don't know what kind of special ed monies we're going to get. We don't know how much money we're going to get from the ISD. So we have to sometimes make decisions without really knowing how much money is going to be brought in. Now, we've had to make a lot of decisions over the last couple of years. Some have been popular, some not so popular. But the thing is, it's always been done for the best interests of all students. And that's, I think, sometimes what people forget, is that we're not just responsible for, this small group or that small group, somebody or some group with particular interests. We're responsible for all 10,000 students that come to TCAPS. And so I think one of the things we have to be very careful about is making sure that we continue to get the best bang for our buck that represents and helps all students achieve. And so I think every time you look at something where you're budget cutting, you have to see how many students is this going to affect. And I know that's hard. I went to Norris School Elementary, for kindergarten, closed. My kids both went to Birth of Oz, closed. Those are rough decisions. At the time, I may not have agreed with it. But in the long run, I also know that we need to do what's best for TCAPS as a whole and for all of our students. And boy, that's a hard thing to do.
Speaking more in general, how do you think the board has done in recent years?
Well, I think that, you know, for the most part, they've done a pretty good job. Like I said, TCAPS gets a lot of bang for their buck. They currently have the lowest foundation per pupil in the state, $7,600. That's outrageous. There are school districts downstate in particular that get thousands of dollars more, some as many as $14,000, $15,000 per student. There was recently a couple of studies, one that Governor Snyder, kind of got together, and then there was another study that was done this year with a group of foundations and some ISDs talking about how much money was necessary to just do basic education for a public high school, you know, public school student. And they come up with the most recent ones at about $9,600 per year. And that's just the basics. That's not special ed. That's not busing. That's not anything else. That's just the basics. TCAPS get $7,600. I mean, that alone, there's a $2,000 difference there. That to me is crazy. That's one of the things that I think we need to work on most, is trying to get that fund equity in place. I think recently TCAPS does a pretty darn good job based on the fact that they get so little money in comparison to others. If you look at the achievement levels of TCAPS students for similar districts, you know, same size, you know, we do a really good job. We score better than comparable districts, some of whom get a lot more money than we do. Can we do better? Oh, gosh, absolutely yes. Absolutely. You know, there's always room for improvement.
You would be one of Paul Soma, Superintendent Soma's bosses. How would you have handled the allegations of bullying and gender-based discrimination against him?
Well, one of the things, I'm disappointed that, you know, I'm pretty familiar with TCAP's policies and procedures. In some cases, very familiar, because as a union member, those are often things we look at in order to protect our members. And one of the things that disappointed me was the fact that some of the procedures were not followed. I know that if there's a staff member, a teacher, that has some kind of complaint, there are steps that you need to follow. And that wasn't done.
You're saying that wasn't done by the administrators who voiced.
By the TCAA, yeah.
Who voiced the
complaints. And that was a little disconcerting, because that's why those policies are in place. And if they're not going to be used correctly, then that's one of the things we should look at. We should look at, make some revisions or whatever, but policies are in place for a purpose. The other thing that bothers me is the amount of money that was spent. There were two investigations done, you know, two separate entities outside, you know, TCAPS was the last one. A lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars that should have gone to something else, that should have gone to educate our students, to help our students achieve. People should be a little upset with that, that they're, you know. I taught a class the last semester I taught. I didn't have a book. I didn't have books for my students. I didn't have calculators. Man, I could have used some of that money that was spent on this investigation that in the end found that the allegations were unfounded. And I feel bad about that. We shouldn't have needed to do that.
Do you think the board should not have pursued the investigation?
No, I'm not saying they shouldn't have, you know, investigated, but I think they went over and above. And I understand why, because it was a pretty political issue. But again, if you don't want to follow your policies, then why have them? And I think everybody was just trying to, you know, to cover themselves and, you know, make sure it was all above board, which I absolutely understand and appreciate. But I think it went farther than it needed to go.
Is there anything else you want the voters to know about you?
I believe that teachers, being on the front line with students, understand and know more about how to educate and help students achieve than most other people. And I've been frustrated that we aren't always asked for our opinion. You know, our input is not often asked for. And I think for that reason, it's imperative that a former teacher should be on the Board of Education. And the other thing I want to say is that administrators and superintendents come and go. I had 5 different superintendents in 18 years. They don't stick around long. I can't tell you, I couldn't even begin to count how many associate superintendents, how many principals, how many assistant principals I've had. There's been a ton. I mean, many. What's always a constant are teachers. I know teachers who have been teaching and in the classroom for 40 years and are still teaching. And it's those teachers that have the most impact on students and are really familiar with how students learn, what's the best way, the best strategies. And I think they need to be given more of a voice.
Pamela Fortin, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's been interesting.